Hey, this is the boys from Black Dog Salvage. We have a podcast coming out soon. Everywhere you get your podcasts.
That's his television voice, yeah. That's why they're not calling you for any voiceovers, Robert.
I know.
Or me.
Hello, San Francisco.
Where the hell did that come from? Hey, it's Mike Whiteside with Black Dog Salvage.
I'm Robert Culp.
And I'm Tay Whiteside. Can you believe it? We got a podcast. Why?
I have no idea what a podcast is, but I think we're going to do one.
Well, that's right. Got a television show called Salvage Dogs, a company called Black Dog Salvage. What's left to do? A podcast. We did have a television show called Salvage Dogs. It was on DIY Network for 11 seasons.
8 years, y'all.
How many episodes?
143 episodes. You know, I'm tired.
Yeah, that's a lot of salvage work right there. And we've been actually in the architectural salvage business for 21 years.
Yeah.
So we're back.
I'm going to move over here to Tay, a younger man, and find out, what do you do on a podcast?
Cowboy physics.
Mike's cowboy physics.
Right. What are we going to be talking about? Well, we get to interview some of the most interesting people from your Rolodex and all the other crazy salvagers that we met along the way. Craftsmen, talented makers.
Well, I mean, the first is, Tay, what's a Rolodex?
There's only one Rolodex left at Black Dog Salvage that's not for sale.
It's under my desk. These guys are right. We've had the opportunity to really meet some cool people, from salvage to billionaires to the guy on the street singing a high school anthem in New Jersey.
Ah, that's right.
Other than leading experts in the salvage world, something that I'm super excited about is we get to talk to other makers and creators who are doing amazing work. And we get to share stories about the crafts and what we are passionate about, which is making things, repurposing things, building things in America with American hands, and ultimately selling things.
I'm glad you brought that up, Jay.
Yeah.
Selling things.
I thought you'd like that point.
You're channeling Robert. We figured salvage can do so much more. And that's kind of what this is all about, bringing what we have done to the mainstream.
And that gives a great opportunity to save all this architectural history and give it a second chance at living on, whether it as it originally was or as what you've reimagined it to be. That's what these creators and makers do. I'm pretty much stuck in the historic preservation and architectural salvage, but these guys see ahead of that.
You're an architectural curmudgeon. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I can take that.
Along with interviews with interesting people, we're also going to try to do a DIY tip of the week every episode. Between the three of us, we've got a ton of shop experience building everything from boats to furniture to cars to you name it. We've probably touched it or built it at some point. So we will try to condense some of that knowledge down for you guys so we can give you something you can work with on your weekend projects.
You know, and also, how can you use salvage? Something as simple as, how do you get the paint off a hinge? Real simple things that seem so mundane, but people struggle with out there. We want to share every bit of knowledge we have. It should take about 10 minutes, but hopefully you'll stick around long enough to listen to the rest of the stuff that we come up with.
If you listen carefully, you can find out how to stop the flow of blood with duct tape. That's going to be Mike's first tip of the week.
Never leave home without it, guys. I'm telling you, hey.
Or not stop the flow of blood.
In 8 years, I never went to the hospital and never needed a stitch. I'm not saying I didn't bleed.
Yeah. You just will not go to the hospital. That's it.
Well, you know, it costs money, Robert.
We're going to have some good tips for you, and some of them might save your life.
That's right. Along with interviews with interesting people and the DIY tip of the week, for you super fans out there, this is what you've been waiting for. In every episode, we are going to dive into some behind the scenes tidbits from the show, things that you didn't see
and you weren't supposed to see. We also can talk a little bit about the television production and what we learned along the way.
You know, we had a lot of really great crew and some not so great crew. One of them, we called him Typhoid Paul. He had a virus or something.
He was a sharer.
Funny how that just floats to the top each time we think about
it. You know, it's current, guys. It's current. And we're all worried about the COVID. So Paul shared it with us and pretty much took out the whole crew.
He was ahead of the curve. Well, there were five of us and sometimes 15 crew. And over the years, it just became this entertaining and dysfunctional family. And there are so many stories. That's probably what we laugh the most about. So we are super excited to share that with you guys. So thank you. We love you. And this show is for you.
And so that's the Black Dog Salvage podcast. It's coming soon.
We'll be announcing the release date soon, but be sure to follow us. My dog, Bella. We're excited to see you there.
So doesn't that sound like fun, guys? It's the podcast from Black Dog Salvage. You can get it wherever you get your podcasts, on all the social media networks. And that's not true, is it? Because they don't have social media networks.
We don't even know what that is.
Well, while they may not know what a podcast truly is, we know that you do. So it'll be available wherever you find podcasts. Be sure to follow blackdogsalvage.com. There'll be a podcast section so you can stay up to date on everything podcast related. And it's going to be more of this. So we're excited to see you.
Love y'all.
Nailed it.
Stop that.
That was good.
See you soon.